Here's the thing. Ever wonder why aspiring authors spend so much time trying to crack the code about how to get published? That's because no one who's in the daily grind like me has put all the pieces together in one place. It's Carly Waters here, and as your senior literary agent on the podcast with 15 years of experience in publishing, selling books, and teaching the business of publishing, I'm here to give you the clarity that will turn this hobby into a career. Inside my course, The Author's Publishing Playbook, we have monthly live Q&A sessions to cover your specific issues. But for the rest, there are over 40 video lessons that equal 10 hours of learning with professionally edited transcripts. The course will solve all your writerly problems, except write your book for you. That's on you. My course is a masterclass designed to teach writers how to prepare, pitch, publish, and promote their book in today's competitive publishing landscape. It's for career-driven writers, aspiring and published, who want to understand how to succeed in the business of books. There are over 20 worksheets, downloads, and plug-and-play templates for editing, querying, and marketing. You get lifetime access for the entire 6-module course as soon as you purchase. As new content gets added, you have access to that as well. Don't forget, there's a mobile app on top of computer access you can learn on the go. Get started today to gain the career you've only dreamed about. And you guys get a discount. So at checkout, carlywaters.com/course, use code POD15. That's code POD15 when you check out for 15% off. That's carlywaters.com/course. Use code POD15. That's code POD15 when you check out for 15% off. See you inside the course.
Hi everyone, this is Cece. If you're a fan of books with hooks, then you've probably heard me use the term interiority. I often catch myself saying things like, these pages need more interiority, or the interiority here needs work. And that's because interiority is a super important element of storytelling. It's what makes books unique. But as it turns out, a lot of you have questions about what exactly is interiority and how to properly weave it into stories, which is why I'm teaching my popular Writing Interiority class in a new 2-day format. We'll meet on Thursday, June 6th at 8 p.m. via Zoom to cover all things interiority, including the difference between interiority and emotions, how interiority is different from telling, how to leverage interiority into plot points, how to strike a balance between interiority and mystery, and more. And then we'll meet again for a live cozy Q&A session on Monday, June 10th, also at 8 p.m. via Zoom, in which you'll have the opportunity to turn your camera on if you choose. If you're interested, check out the link in my bio on Instagram, and I hope to see you there.
Hi there, and welcome to our show, The Shit No One Tells You About Writing. I'm Bianca Murray, and I'm joined by Carly Waters and Cece Lira from PS Literary Agency. Hi everyone, today's guests are Janet Forbes and Dimitri Havlidis, founders of World Anvil, which is the ultimate world-building platform for writers and RPG game masters. And we're especially excited to speak to them today because they have very kindly offered a 50% discount on their amazing software for those of you who sign up for our retreat in January. So I want to hear a bit more from them, ways in which you can be using the software and why it's going to help take your writing to the next level. So Dimitri and Janet, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. We're so excited to be here.
Absolutely elated.
All right. So let's dive right in. So why don't you tell our listeners what World Anvil is and why you came up with the software in the first place?
So it's actually a sickening story that will make partners everywhere look bad. So I always hesitate to tell it. But I myself am a novelist, and I was writing this epic fantasy series. I had the world building document. We've all had one if we don't have a world anvil. It's 101 pages long. It crashes when you open it. It's linear, right? Because it's a document. But world building is not linear. Worlds in and of themselves are incredible constructs of connected, intersected information, right? They're not linear. And so this Google document was functionally useless. It, apart from all the crashing, because it was linear, the information didn't make sense anymore because I'd edited one bit, but because there wasn't a connection, I hadn't edited another bit. So it was a mess, basically. I went to Demetrius with this soup of a document and I said, I cannot write my novel because this thing is a disaster. I can't get my world sorted out. I can't organize my world. And Demetrius said, let me make you a thing. And the thing turned out to be World Anvil. So you made the whole thing in flip-flops and a bathing suit in 3 weeks, right?
Absolutely, because we were on holiday at that point, and I didn't know what else to do, so I decided to help my wife. And yes, the original thing, or at least the structure of it, it happened in 3 weeks. It was a very simple way to write down for Janet some information about her documents and find the smart way, that was the important one, to connect them with each other. And then when we came back home, I kind of, you know, started actually playing with it and working with it while I was working as well. And 3 months afterwards, I had something that was actually quite presentable. And I showed it to some of my friends. And they were like, this is amazing. Oh, it's okay. I said, you know, it's fine. It's not something great, but it's fine. I said, no. This is going to be very useful for people all over the world. I was like, you know what? We'll put it online. See what happens. And that's how it started, actually, because we put it up around mid-October. And we opened up like 20 days afterwards. And suddenly, within those 15 days that I was waiting, it gathered 1,000 people that wanted to come in. I was like, okay. So we opened it up, and within the next 2 months, we went from 1,000 people to 17,000 people out of nowhere. Yes, it was quite weird. And then by February, it was Tumblr that essentially got an idea of what's happening and went from 17,000 to 150,000.
Yeah.
So at this point, we realized that probably A, people need it, and B, probably we need to work on it. So something that became actually a passion project for me, we started working on it, and since then it became our life.
It's gone from just world building to also having a novel writing software in there. We also serve people who do tabletop role-playing games like Dungeons & Dragons. But yeah, so you can write your novel on there. And the best thing about it is that it's become a massive community as well. So we're now 1.5 million world builders and writers and novelists. And we do challenges, and we have a really active Discord where people can discuss things. We run challenges for big events like NaNoWriMo as well. So it's become this amazing cheerleading space where creators can go to get motivation and inspiration, as well as a platform that just like helps you write your novel and integrates your world building. And then the end of all that, helps you sell your novel as well.
And of course, it's not just a document management anymore. It has interactive maps, it has timelines, it has the ability to create your own graphs. It has everything you can imagine that you can do your world building interactive and interesting. Like even we have now the ability to create relationships between your characters or organizations and check the differentiation between those to track everything in your world, essentially.
I've always been someone who writes sort of literary or book club fiction. And then after my first two books, I decided I'm going to tackle something very different and I'm going to do contemporary fantasy. And cool. I had no idea where to start, because the worst I'd ever had to keep track of things before was like a character's backstory, you know, what they look like, some of their personality, etc. And suddenly I was creating this world, and it's nothing like the kind of worlds you guys create. It's nothing like the kind of worlds that really high fantasy writers create. This was just witches in their house, but I had to create the rules of magic and things like that. And I didn't know where to begin. And so I Googled software to help me, because I'm really big on getting the right software, because I firmly believe that like Scrivener, I still don't know how to pronounce it, has helped me organize a lot of my information in my earlier novels. Aeon 2 Timeline has helped me figure out timelines and things like that. So I was like, I need the right software for this. And then I stumbled on World Anvil. And I was just like, holy hell, this is next level. The functionalities that it had, I mean, I used probably 2% of them for what I needed. But for people who are writing fantasy novels, etc., I was just blown away about the capabilities. And like you say, Janet, which I think is important for our listeners, is the sense of community, because writing is such a solitary thing. You feel so alone. You're writing in your little dark room or cafe or wherever the hell you're writing, and it feels like you don't have support. And you've got people in your life who love you, but they're not writers, so they don't get it. So when I saw the World Anvil like community aspect, I was just like, this is amazing, because there's so many people who have knowledge and who want to share it. So at what point in the whole process did that come into it?
Community's been there right from the beginning. We started with a Discord server right from the beginning, and we've always been very, very eager to make sure that World Anvil is doing exactly what it's supposed to for the people who are using it. So we use that Discord server not just for our community efforts and bringing people together and making people feel like there's conversation around creation, which is so important, but also to make sure that you know, people, there's support on there. If people want features, originally that was where they would discuss what they wanted next on World Anvil. So, yeah, the Discord is 26,000 people right now, I think.
30.
Oh, wow, it grew. It's a community within a community, and that's the real active space where everyone talks and asks world-building questions and asks writing questions. And we have writing sprints now that run in there. So you can do sprints in a friendly way 24 hours a day because our community is international. So even if you're writing at 2 a.m. feeling a bit lonely, you can hop in the World Anvil Discord and there'll be somebody in the Writing Sprints channel and you can hop on Sprinto, which is our sprint bot, and get some words done with people.
And I love that because that means you don't even have to be writing in the fantasy genre to be taking advantage of the software. Because, you know, when I first looked at it, I was like, okay, this is very specifically for people who write in the genre or any kind of speculative fiction, but not at all. Because for those of our listeners who want that sense of community, who are going onto Twitter and seeing, okay, who's doing a writing sprint so that I can join up with that, this is an amazing way of finding that sense of community. So can you take us through, for our listeners, from when they land on your platform, for somebody who wants to join and for somebody who wants to find out the features, etc., because learning anything new, I find, is that's the obstacle for people, especially when we're adults. I feel like as kids, we're like, yeah, let's learn something new. And then you get to a certain age as an adult and you're like, nah, I don't have the capacity for it. So what's the easiest way for people to hop on and start to learn and to access the platform?
So what we always recommend is to go to worldanvil.com. Most of who are listening today is authors. So worldanvil.com/author will get you to the page with all the writing features where you can scroll down and see just some of what World Anvil can do for you. To sign up with an account is completely free. And that's not any kind of spoopy thing. We will keep it free forever. It's not a limited free. It is free to use the basic features. And that's really important for us because we want World Anvil to be as accessible to people as possible. Once you've created your free account, you can look around. We have tutorials, video tutorials for every single feature. We have written tutorials for every single feature. And we have a 24/7 help channel. So there's all sorts of different ways to get help. If you prefer video, if you prefer reading, if you prefer asking questions and having people tell you the answers, there's so many different ways to get support with the platform. We always recommend creating the world before you create your manuscript, which is the novel writing software within there, partly because this is what most writing professors recommend that we have spoken to, and partly because we're a world building software and that's our roots. So you'll go in, you'll create your world. You'll start by filling in the meta, probably. This is what we recommend, which is like the blueprint of your world. Why am I making it? What's the thing about this world that I'm particularly excited about? Is it a world with vampires? Is it a world that's completely historical and set in 1762? Is it a world that is in the future? Right. So we'll talk a little bit about genre. We'll develop some of the base concepts in there, and it's got prompts every step of the way. So if you haven't done this before, it will walk you through the process of creating that meta, that blueprint. And from there, you can start to create your manuscript. You can start to build out your world. We have world building templates, 25 of them, I believe, Demetrius, including one that is generic. So if you don't want any kind of guidance, if you just want to create items in your world, articles in your world, you can do that. And if you want things that are tailored with special prompts, so for example, there's a character template that has a ton of character prompts about psychology, about habits, about backstory, all of this kind of stuff to help you make really rounded characters. But it's not necessary to fill in every prompt. And some characters, your main characters, you probably want to fill them in quite a lot. Your side characters might just have a few quirks and a picture. You can write your novel in the novel writing software. My favorite thing about that, so this is the software that I use myself personally. My favorite thing about that is that you can continue the world building process as you're writing. So it's got a scenes and chapters style layout with drag and drop. So if you're a pantser and you prefer to write and organize later, you can do it that way. But the whole process allows you to reference your world building from a single screen as you are writing, which for me is just everything because you don't get that context shift as you go to the novel writing software and then to your research notes, wherever you're keeping them. But it also allows you to edit that information and also add new information to your world Bible as you are writing your novel. Because I find, and again, I was the one that was at the root of building the software with Demetrius, at the root of designing it. I find that as I write, that's when the details come. So I'll know there's some kind of religion, but it's not until I look at it through the eyes of my characters that I know the specifics. I know they wear red robes. I know they have a third eye painted in blood on the middle of their forehead, whatever it is. That's when I see those details. That's when I need to make sure that they're going in somewhere so I can search them later. And then at the end of that process, you've written your novel, you've edited your novel, you're excited about your novel. You can then export that novel into whatever format you would like. And you can also continue your marketing efforts on World Anvil as well, which is something that we have seen have so much success for new authors, which is really exciting. We had one author who was an Amazon best-selling author who's been selling books for 25 years and saw, I think, a 300% increase in sales when he started using World Anvil for his advertising. So that's really exciting for us. We're really thrilled to be helping every stage of the process, from concept to execution of the novel, and then to selling that and building community around that world and that IP as well.
We just registered my youngest kid for kindergarten. I cannot believe it. One of the tricky things about my kids being in French immersion school and not having French as a language myself is I'm honestly worried about how I'm going to assist with homework as they get bigger. They're young now, but I see it coming. We are honestly so lucky, though, to live in a city that's bilingual, and we have bilingual friends and Francophone friends. So I know it's going to be easy for our kids to pick it up. Me, on the other hand, I am worried about me. I grew up somewhere where French class was not taken seriously, and now I have to make up the difference. And that's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program available on desktop or as an app, it really immerses you in the language you want to learn. Rosetta Stone teaches through immersion, which is a proven way to learn a language. Instead of memorizing and drilling vocabulary words, you learn by matching audio from native speakers to visuals, reading stories, participating in dialogues, and other practical language skills to fast-track your ability to communicate fluently. There are no English translations in the product. You're honestly getting trained to listen, speak, read, write, and think in your new language, which is what everybody wants. Rosetta Stone users especially love the speech recognition feature. As you practice speaking, Rosetta Stone uses advanced voice recognition technology to match your audio, the audio from native speakers, and then give you feedback on how well you're pronunciating the words so you can really hone those pronunciations. It offers 25 languages from Spanish, French, Italian, German, Chinese, Korean, Japanese, even Dutch, Arabic, and Polish. This is the best language program because they have been an expert in the language learning field for 30 years and used by millions. Thousands of companies and government organizations use Rosetta Stone to support language training online. Of all the apps, Rosetta Stone uses the best speech recognition technology, so it compares your sound waves to those of a native speaker for better feedback to improve. They have a patented speech recognition engine called True Accent, which is built into the program. As you practice speaking, you'll get feedback on how well you're pronunciating words. The other language learning apps use speech recognition to detect what you said, but Rosetta Stone tells you how well you said it compared to native speakers. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. Think about the cost of a 1-month language course. Think about the cost of 1-hour private tutoring sessions. With Rosetta Stone, you enjoy lifetime membership and accessibility on desktop or app. We have a special offer for you guys. That's 50% off. That's a lifetime access to 25 language courses on Rosetta Stone for 50% off. This is a steal. Do not put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the Shit No One Tells You About Writing listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That we want you guys to go visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Are you looking for beta readers, some of whom might potentially become writing group members down the line? Are you wanting to be matched up with those writing in a similar genre or time zone so they can critique your work as you critique theirs at the same time? Your manuscript doesn't have to be complete to sign up for this 3,000-word evaluation. This particular matchup will be open to registrations from now until the 2nd of June, with the matchup emails going out on the 3rd of June. For more information and to register, go to biancamaray.com, look for the beta reader matchup page, and please spread the word. The more writers we have signed up, the better the matches will be.
You know, again, for our listeners, don't just think of this as a platform for fantasy writers, because many of you have spoken about writing a series of books, and whether it's, you know, you may be writing different characters at a certain hospital, and every book is a different character at that hospital. Or perhaps you're writing, you know, inmates in a prison who are speaking to a criminologist, and every book is about a different character, etc. The wonderful thing here is that it builds these associations between different characters. So it's not like there's this freestanding list of all your characters. It's the relationship between them, etc., etc. You can upload all of these different pictures to keep inspiring you about the mood. And I mean, I always have to stop and I'm like, what the hell does my character look like again? Are their eyes blue or green? That's how useless I am. And this just brings up your whole world for you. It's got map and pretty much everything you will need. So can you take us through the different tiers of membership and what each of them offer?
So Goldamel actually has 4 tiers of membership. 5 if you consider also the free membership. The free membership is there to provide people that they're not able to get a membership, a platform that will have the basic functionality of Goldanville with as well some limitations in terms of how many articles you can write, which honestly, 175 articles is more than enough for most starting worlds. We do have worlds that are actually 5,000 and 7,000 and 8,000 articles long. Yes, they're insane, but they are there. But most worlds, in fact, at some point, they reach the 175 articles after some time of working with them. Like we've seen it happen once again and again. Once you have passed the Freeman membership, there are 3 memberships, which are called Journeyman, Master, and Grandmaster, which what changes with them is effectively the features they have. They have more functionality as you go higher and higher. And that can go, for example, with the ability to have manuscripts as a software, which actually comes to master tier, family trees as well, privacy, which is a very important one compared to the free tier as well, which is important because you can control who can see what. And that's very important because you can actually, for example, have your alpha readers that have access to everything, while your patrons have access to other articles, while your friends have access to other articles, and you have some other ones that are public for because you want them for public consumption as a marketing way for your work. And finally, we have the Sage tier, which is the professional tier. At this point, we're talking about people who have already published a novel and they're actively advertising that novel. They want to be able to talk to a much larger audience with their work. They want to have their own domain name on Goldanville and some other things. Actually, they're more specialized to somebody who is doing it professionally. He went through the process of building their novel and now they're actually in publication stages.
A great feature here is, so for many of us, we're writing in isolation, we write something, unless we have a writing group, we don't know if the work's any good, we don't know how people are perceiving it, and often we need feedback, we need critique, people asking questions, etc. So the great thing that I saw in World Anvil is you could be writing it privately, and then you could choose to publish, like for everybody to see a certain piece of your work so that you can get feedback on that. Is that right?
Yes, that's absolutely right. So you can publish your work. We have what's called advanced privacy settings. So you can publish your work so that whoever you want to see it can see it. You can publish it, but you can say, okay, only this group of people can see it. Only the people that I've chosen can see it. Or you can say everyone can see it. And we have really robust social features as well. So people can leave comments. You can also disable them if you choose. And people can also leave private comments. So if they want to say, oh, I loved your work so much. It was really amazing. I'm really curious about this in public. And then they want to say, by the way, you have a typo in paragraph 7. They can say that in private. Right. So there's different ways that people want to communicate about the same information. And they might want to say something that's like a small detail or that's a little bit more of a searching criticism in private and something that's more of a leading question in public. And we know this, so we want to leave allowances for it. In fact, we've just introduced a feature called discussion boards, which is forums in your world. So if you want to go one step further, for example, if you have just released some chapters of your novel or a short story, and you want to have beta reader discussion about it, instead of having comments, you could open a forum where people can discuss, and you can even set the forum as, I want to know what you think about X character, and then you can let them interact and discuss. And that's a really, really useful way to start getting people discussing. And in a public space, you can use that for your fans to discuss your work as well. This is always incredibly useful, giving a home for your fans to talk about the IP, get excited about your world and your characters. And it's often very interesting for you to watch, because if lots of people are saying, oh, such and such is my favorite character, then you might want to be leaning into that character in another book, give them a spin-off book, this kind of stuff. So it intersects the world of community building and feedback and critique and beta reader and real like audience research, reader research, because having them interact in that very free way really helps you understand what they're loving about your work and what you can lead into to really capture them again.
We have authors that are using the tool to, in fact, bridge the gap between the first and the second of their novels, for example, by giving them, for example, side stories about the first or the characters of the first novel, or prequels, or, for example, introducing new elements on the maps, even giving tips or ideas about what the second book might be about, kind of thing, like
teasers,
priming the audience kind of thing. So yeah.
And often there's things that come out of the book that never make it to the published book. And readers who really love a book want to do deep dives into that. They like what was taken out. But I love that real-time feedback. Like you say, if there's, because for the rest of us who are traditionally published, you write the book, it takes however long to sell the book. And then it takes 18 months for the book to come out. Then it's got to build up momentum. And only then do you start hearing back from your readers. Oh, I love this character. I love that character. Whereas if you're sharing this kind of thing real time, you're getting instant feedback. So you already know who the popular characters are. But also what's lovely is that there are people on there who've been doing this for years and years, who know the genre inside out, and who are so willing to share their expertise.
Yeah, that is absolutely the case. And we've seen from our community that the leading affection is support. Essentially, people want to really support each other. And it really is a space that is built around that. It is often called, not by us because we don't have the right, but by our community as the nicest place on the internet. And it really is a place where people delight in lifting each other up and supporting each other and giving information and asking questions that they believe will be constructive, not destructive. So it is a really astonishing space.
And for our listeners, I'm someone who sucks at reading the instructions. I'm just like, instructions are always the last resort. But also, I'm not a very good intuitive user of technology. So those combinations are not good. But when I came onto World Anvil, every time I got stuck, I could check the video, and there Janet was. And you can hear how perky Janet is. She's just so lovely and perky. And there she was talking us through everything very nicely, making it very clear how to do things. So here's the thing. It's not this overwhelming, you need to watch a 6-hour video in one go to learn how to use something. You're learning as you're going along. And each time you get stuck, you look at the video and then you're like, oh, okay, I can learn this. And then next time you move on to something else, which is a wonderful, wonderful way of learning. Janet and Dimitri, thank you so much for chatting with us. We will be punting this at the Shit No One Tells You About Writing Virtual Retreat in January. From now, if you sign up to the retreat now, you can already have 50% discount to any of those tiers that they were speaking about up until when the retreat runs. So you don't have to wait until then to start using the software. You can dive right in.
It is literally the biggest discount we've ever given out. So you should really be taking advantage of it, because you will never find it, anything like that ever again, pretty much.
And I can tell you that paying the full costs for these things is absolutely worth it. I handed over my credit card details and I was like, this is great. This is amazing. And to get a 50% discount on that is even more amazing. So you're going to want those additional functionalities. You start off with the free one and you just love it so much. You're like, oh my God, I need more. I need more. Yeah. So Janet and Dimitri, thank you so much for coming on the show. For our listeners, head over to World Anvil, start fiddling about there, start taking a look. And I will hear from you when you want your 50% discount, because you're going to want it.
And that's it for today's episode. If you have any questions about writing or publishing, please email me at theshitaboutwriting@gmail.com and I'll do my best to get them answered for you. I hope you'll join us for next week's show. In the meantime, keep at it. Remember, it just takes one yes.
Here's the thing. Ever wonder why aspiring authors spend so much time trying to crack the code about how to get published? That's because no one who's in the daily grind like me has put all the pieces together in one place. It's Carly Waters here, and as your senior literary agent on the podcast with 15 years of experience in publishing, selling books, and teaching the business of publishing, I'm here to give you the clarity that will turn this hobby into a career. Inside my course, The Author's Publishing Playbook, we have monthly live Q&A sessions to cover your specific issues, but for the rest, there are over 40 video lessons that equal 10 hours of learning with professionally edited transcripts. The course will solve all your writerly problems, except write your book for you. That's on you. My course is a masterclass designed to teach writers how to prepare, pitch, publish, and promote their book in today's competitive publishing landscape. It's for career-driven writers, aspiring and published, who want to understand how to succeed in the business of books. There are over 20 worksheets, downloads, and plug-and-play templates for editing, querying, and marketing. You get lifetime access for the entire 6-module course as soon as you purchase. As new content gets added, you have access to that as well. Don't forget, there's a mobile app on top of computer access you can learn on the go. Get started today to gain the career you've only dreamed about. And you guys get a discount. So at checkout, carlywaters.com/course, use code POD15, that's code POD15 when you check out for 15% off. That's carlywaters.com/course. Use code POD15. That's code POD15 when you check out for 15% off. See you inside the course.
Hi, everyone. This is Cece. If you're a fan of books with hooks, then you've probably heard me use the term interiority. I often catch myself saying things like, these pages need more interiority, or the interiority here needs work. And that's because interiority is a super important element of storytelling. It's what makes books unique. But as it turns out, a lot of you have questions about what exactly is interiority and how to properly weave it into stories, which is why I'm teaching my popular Writing Interiority class in a new 2-day format. We'll meet on Thursday, June 6th at 8 p.m. via Zoom to cover all things interiority, including the difference between interiority and emotions, how interiority is different from telling, how to leverage interiority into plot points, how to strike a balance between interiority and mystery, and more. And then we'll meet again for a live cozy Q&A session on Monday, June 10th, also at 8 p.m. via Zoom, in which you'll have the opportunity to turn your camera on if you choose. If you're interested, check out the link in my bio on Instagram, and I hope to see you there.
Here's the thing. Ever wonder why aspiring authors spend so much time trying to crack the code about how to get published? That's because no one who's in the daily grind like me has put all the pieces together in one place. It's Carly Waters here, and as your senior literary agent on the podcast with 15 years of experience in publishing, selling books, and teaching the business of publishing, I'm here to give you the clarity that will turn this hobby into a career. Inside my course, The Author's Publishing Playbook, we have monthly live Q&A sessions to cover your specific issues. But for the rest, there are over 40 video lessons that equal 10 hours of learning with professionally edited transcripts. The course will solve all your writerly problems, except write your book for you. That's on you. My course is a masterclass designed to teach writers how to prepare, pitch, publish, and promote their book in today's competitive publishing landscape. It's for career-driven writers, aspiring and published, who want to understand how to succeed in the business of books. There are over 20 worksheets, downloads, and plug-and-play templates for editing, querying, and marketing. You get lifetime access for the entire 6-module course as soon as you purchase. As new content gets added, you have access to that as well. Don't forget, there's a mobile app on top of computer access you can learn on the go. Get started today to gain the career you've only dreamed about. And you guys get a discount. So at checkout, carlywaters.com/course, use code POD15, that's code POD15 when you check out for 15% off. That's carlywaters.com/course, use code POD15, that's code POD15 when you check out for 15% off. See you inside the course.
Hi everyone, this is Cece. If you're a fan of books with hooks, then you've probably heard me use the term interiority. I often catch myself saying things like, these pages need more interiority, or the interiority here needs work. And that's because interiority is a super important element of storytelling. It's what makes books unique. But as it turns out, a lot of you have questions about what exactly is interiority and how to properly weave it into stories, which is why I'm teaching my popular Writing Interiority class in a new 2-day format. We'll meet on Thursday, June 6th at 8 p.m. via Zoom to cover all things interiority, including the difference between interiority and emotions, how interiority is different from telling, how to leverage interiority into plot points, how to strike a balance between interiority and mystery, and more. And then we'll meet again for a live cozy Q&A session on Monday, June 10th, also at 8 p.m. via Zoom, in which you'll have the opportunity to turn your camera on if you choose. If you're interested, check out the link in my bio on Instagram, and I hope to see you there.